The Fed has been reducing the monetary base since 2014.
You're listening to Economic Pulse with Dr. Kamran Afshar.
What we hear about the Federal Reserve's actions of late are almost exclusively about the federal funds rate. That is the interest rate the Fed charges for overnight loans to commercial banks. And while it is important, it does not rank the first or even the second among the Fed's arsenal of financial tools that impact the economy. One of the most effective tools at the disposal of the Fed is change in monetary base, which is a fancy way of referring to the amount of money in circulation. The Fed does print money regularly to replace old bills. It also usually slowly increases the monetary base, and in rare occasions, it reduces the amount of money in circulation. By late 2007, at the beginning of the Great Recession, the Fed fell well behind the eight ball. As commercial banks' unborrowed reserves disappeared, the Fed's most effective response initially was to change the definition of unborrowed reserves to minimize the appearance of the size of the collapse. It was eventually by September 2008 when they realized that this is not just a financial crisis, but a major economic crash. From then on, the Fed was totally on board, doubling the monetary base inside of 9 months and continuing to rapidly increase it through 2010. The stock market started to rebound from the crash in spring of 2009 and continued to rise rapidly. In early 2010, the Fed decided to ease back and slightly reduce the monetary base. The stock market obliged by also dropping. The Fed then again went back to pumping excessive amount of money into the economy. And of course, the market followed suit by rising rapidly. The aggressive quantitative easing policy of the Fed 2013-2014 expanded the monetary base by yet another 60%. This helped the stock market to rise by almost 40% during the same period. Of course, the Fed was always concerned about the potential of high inflation, which became more and more likely as the Fed injected more new money into circulation. And as the economy showed significant signs of growth, the Fed, concerned with inflation, started to reduce the monetary base in September 2014. And these are baby steps. During the first 12 months of this operation, the monetary base was reduced by only $100 billion. This is out of $1.5 trillion new dollars that the Fed injected into circulation just between 2012 and 2014. The Fed is continuing to reduce the monetary base, and as of the end of January, it has taken out close to $500 billion of new money which it had injected into the economy. We are far from home on this account, and the Fed will continue to slowly reduce some of the excess supply of money that it punched into the system to reduce the potential for higher inflation in the near future. This is Kamran Afshar with Economic Pulse from WDIY.